Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
646, 14 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to WWL.com, you will notice on our headlines that the president of France, former president of France, Jacques Chirac, has died, but he once lived in New Orleans. So you might want to check that out and see the connection between the deceased French president and our Crescent City. We're talking about Let's welcome in Gene Healy, vice president of the Cato Institute, author of several books, including False Idol, Barack Obama, and the Continuing Cult of the Presidency. Good morning, Gene.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir, for coming on. Should we at first establish a working name for what was released yesterday? Is it a memorandum? Are they notes? What would you call it?
That's a good question. It's not quite a transcript. I forget if they'd use a particular term from it, but it says on the first page it's not verbatim, but it's based on the partially on the notes of people who were in the Situation Room. I call it a summary / transcript.
All right, let's go with that. Let's go with summary. I like that.
Yeah.
So what did you glean from the summary? And Jordan and I, our producer and myself, are frustrated attorneys, and we kind of looked at it back and forth, and he said this, and I said, yeah, but you can make a case for that. And he said, no, not really. Can you make a case from what you read yesterday for either side, or does it exonerate one or cast one in a very negative light? How would you describe it, Gene?
Well, I'm not even looking at it so much in terms of the criminal law, because impeachment is not a criminal process. But I'd say, I was never expecting to see President Trump say, you're not getting that $400 million unless you hammer the Bidens. That wasn't going to be part of this this call record. He was accurate to say that there was no explicit quid pro quo, but otherwise I wouldn't say it exactly exonerates him from the allegations.
The only thing that got my attention is if you go to, what page it is here, page two, President tells President Zelensky, I wouldn't say that it's reciprocal necessarily because things are happening that are not good, but the United States has been very, very good to Ukraine. And then President Zelensky talks about buying some of these, about how the French and the Germans, I guess, aren't helping him a whole lot. Then he talks about these Javelin missiles, which are pretty cool if you don't know what they are, and other military aid. And then the president says at the top of page three, I would like you to do us a favor, though. And that, I guess that though could be interpreted as, oh, yeah, we're glad to help you out. Oh, there is one thing, though. Am I reading too much into that or not?
No, I mean, look, this wasn't a random phone call. Both parties on each end of the line know that there's this a pile of money that has a hold has been placed on about a week before the call. I don't think you need to. I think you can read between the lines a little bit. Regardless of whether you can prove in a court of law that there was a quid pro quo here, and I think a prosecutor could make something out of this, the president is not supposed to spend this much time on the investigation of his urging a foreign government to investigate his likely 2020 presidential campaign opponent. I mean, let's stipulate that presidents use foreign aid as carrots and sticks for policy priorities in the United States all the time. But this is not like, hey, you should give us a better trade deal. It's not in the foreign policy interest of the United States government, per se, to uncover dirt on Joe Biden and his kid. So this really, it looks bad in a number of ways.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. I also want to talk about this whistleblower complaint, the testimony today by the acting DNI, Director of National Intelligence. And I just wonder if acting means anything in his title. And what I mean by that is not as in putting on a show, but in loyalty to the president, et cetera. Coming back, if you have any questions or comments, you can text them to 870-870. I'll pass them along. Right now, we pause for traffic on WWL. 657, I've decided to update the time every hour here on WWL. Tommy Tucker, let me do this, and I hate to have to do it with every guest, but I do because people are now just assuming one person is one thing or the other. In terms of bona fides, Gene Healy, vice president of the Cato Institute, author of several books, one of which was False Idol, Barack Obama, and the Continuing Cult of the Presidency. If you think he's leaning to one side or the other, he's with the Cato Institute, which identifies as libertarian. And if I have to do this every time we have a guest, that's all I'll be doing because all the time will be gone. Somebody texted this in. Gene, I think it's interesting. It took me 5 minutes to read a 30-minute conversation. What else was discussed? Maybe they discussed the weather. But that being said, whoever read this for 5 minutes, is there a lot of nuance in there? It takes you a lot more than 5 minutes to read?
Nuance in terms of
what's said, what's not said. You know, and I'm just what I'm saying is in there is one thing though, the quid pro quo, what have you, about the president withholding. Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I think, you know, we know this isn't a verbatim transcript. It says it on the first page. But I tend to think that, you know, this probably isn't like Richard Nixon trying to selectively release passages from the Watergate tapes. You know, there are other people in the room. That's how they compiled the summary. And if they left out an explicit quid pro quo, then, you know, you run the risk that somebody leaks that, and you're in even more trouble. So, I mean, knowing what I know now, I accept until disproven that at face value, we've got a fairly accurate account of the conversation, and I'd say the conversation doesn't look that great. You know, you don't expect to see an explicit quid pro quo, but if the way the conversation goes is, hey, we do a lot for Ukraine. Mr. President, thanks for your help in defense. Hey, but I want you to do us a favor. You know, it's at least suggestive.
I get it now. I was reading this wrong. The texter, I apologize. What you're saying is the conversation lasted 30 minutes. It took you 5 minutes to read it, so there must be a lot that is missing. And that's what I hate about texts, because you can misinterpret them so easy. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Vice President of the Cato Institute, author of several books, including False Idol, Barack Obama, and The Cult of the Presidency.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.